from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
Israel's military says one of the four bodies handed over by Hamas Thursday was not a hostage. The bodies released included two children, ages 4 and 9 months. Another was supposed to be the children's mother, but forensic analysis confirmed it was not her. The Israel Defense Forces say this is a very serious violation by Hamas. President Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration has prompted concerns about the economy. That's especially true in the agriculture industry.
Has it affected Texas agriculture? I don't think to a large degree yet.
Russell Boehning, who heads the Texas Farm Bureau, says that could change if the feds start going after those whose only crime is crossing the border illegally. Millions are dealing with extreme cold weather from the plains to the southeast. Parts of the East Coast were hit with a ton of snow yesterday, and treacherous travel conditions remain an issue. Ukrainian President Zelensky said he had a productive meeting with President Trump's envoy to Ukraine and Russia. Lisa Taylor has more.
In a post on X, Zelensky said, "I am grateful to the United States for all the assistance and bipartisan support for Ukraine and the Ukrainian people." Earlier this week, U.S. officials met with Russia to discuss the end of its war with Ukraine. Zelensky's meeting with Keith Kellogg came a day after he and Trump went back and forth over those talks. Chief Foreign Correspondent Richard Engel reports from Europe what Zelensky may be thinking at this stage.
If President Trump favors Putin and is much more interested in pursuing a relationship, economic and otherwise, with him than he is in Ukraine, and that he believes Ukraine is Europe's problem. So the Ukrainians are starting to look toward Europe, trying to see if there might be some solution there.
I'm Lisa Taylor.
NBA superstar Victor Wembanyama is expected to miss the rest of the season. The San Antonio Spurs announced Thursday that Wembanyama has been diagnosed with a blood clot in his right shoulder. I'm Brian Shook.
The New Jersey Home and Garden Show returns.
It's 11:04. Here's fast traffic.
New Jersey 101.5.
Now, a check on New Jersey fast traffic.
45-mile-an-hour speed restrictions remain in place on most of the Turnpike and the Parkway, as well as the Atlantic City Expressway tonight, so definitely take it slow out there. We have some construction now on 287, southbound at exit 33, and northbound between 37 and 39. There's also road work on 80, eastbound between exits 57 and 58, and the closure at exit 34 in Wharton with that sinkhole. And we're still shut down, of course, in Toms River, Route 9, both ways at 70. That's for overnight construction. Middlesex Borough, Cedar Avenue closed both ways at Lincoln Boulevard with a crash investigation. Leaving New Jersey, Lincoln Tunnel has the center tube closed for overnight maintenance. So far, good at the Holland Tunnel. No problems at the George Washington Bridge. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 11:18. I'm Adam Walsky on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 is available on smart speakers. Listen at home by saying, "Play New Jersey 101.5.
February means... New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. A stray flurry early overnight, otherwise clearing with a gusty wind. Low temperatures will be near 20, wind chills closer to 10. A lot of sunshine Friday with a gusty, chilly wind. High temperatures will be in the mid-30s. Still cold Friday night with a clear sky. Low temperatures will be down around 20. Then a milder day Saturday to start off the weekend. Sunshine, a mix of some clouds. High temperatures close to 40. And Sunday looks even milder with a partly sunny sky. Highs will be into the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
22 degrees in New Jersey.